listener production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Schell with the latest. The Victorian State Government has launched a new statewide campaign aiming to remind rental providers, agents and renters of their rights and obligations when it comes to rentals. That's as a renting task force begins to ramp up its efforts. Harry Millward from the Renters and Housing Union says he's cautiously optimistic.
Educating renters is a good thing. We've been trying to do that for a long time with the Renters and Housing Union and teaching people about their rights, teaching people how to fight back against unscrupulous landlords and their agents.
Rental repairs and maintenance were among the top five issues that people contacted Consumer Affairs Victoria about last year alone. It's been revealed that Ash Good, one of the victims of Saturday's tragedy at Bondi Junction in Sydney, hailed from Echuca. She reportedly grew up in the region and also attended St. Joseph's College when she was younger. Her baby daughter remains in the hospital this morning after also being wounded. Remember, if you need support following the events of the weekend, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. To Gippsland now, where police are investigating a fatal collision in Trafalgar late yesterday afternoon. A driver and a child both sadly died at the scene on Trafalgar Willow Grove Road. Making other news, the Victorian State Government announced new grants aimed at backing local jobs and musicians. And while kids in other states might just be starting their school holidays, for those in Victoria, it's back to the classroom over the next couple of days. Let's take a look at the weekend's footy action. Firstly, to the Goulburn Valley League, where despite a big win over Benalla, Maroubna couldn't dislodge Echuca from the top of the ladder. Elsewhere, it was a more narrow contest between Mansfield and the Swans, just 3 points in it, with Mansfield walking away with the win. As for the Gippsland League, quite the victory for Druin, who won over Maffra by 66 points, while Sale retained their hold on the top of the ladder after downing Warragul. And in the West Gippsland netty, Narnagoon won their match with Phillip Island 57-56.